From the studios of WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, this is Coastline. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, inviting you to meet our guests and be part of the discussion. Today we're asking, what are the stories you can't stop talking about? On today's Coastline, Kevin Maurer joins us in the studio. Kevin has been reporting for the Star News since 2011. He's recently spent time in Raleigh covering the state legislature. He's also the best-selling co-author of No Easy Day, the first-hand account of the mission that killed Osama bin Laden. The book is still maintaining its spot on the New York Times bestseller list. And before joining the Star News in 2011, Kevin spent 2 years at the paper as the Associated Press correspondent based in Wilmington. Kevin, welcome to Coastline.
Great, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. Also with us today is Scott Pickey, news director of WWAY-TV. He started at the station in 2010. Scott was also news director at WECT-TV for 3 years, and he's worked as a newsroom manager in Raleigh, Syracuse, Huntsville, Alabama, Fayetteville, Arkansas, El Paso, and Richmond. Scott's originally from Memphis, where he graduated from Christian Brothers University. Welcome, Scott.
Hi, Rachel. Thank you.
Great to have both of you here. During the next hour, we invite you to join the discussion with your questions and comments about the stories we cover and the issues that are on your mind. Give us a call at 910-343-1138 or send an email to talk@whqr.org. You can also tweet us at #HQRTalk. We have a lot to cover today, but first, I want to talk a little bit about how the two of you know each other and your history together. Kevin, as a New York Times bestselling author, you've appeared on WWAY's airwaves to talk about your book and some of the controversy around that book. And Scott, you and your journalistic style were the subject of a profile written by Kevin for the Star News. What was that, about a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Since that time, Scott, has anything changed in terms of your approach? Because I think in his piece, Kevin, you had a great line. You wrote, "Even Mother Teresa would look guilty with a camera chasing her." That was so evocative. And what was that about? Is that still part of your style?
Well, ask Kevin first, because I intrigued him, I think. Kevin's a good friend of mine, and he makes me laugh and he makes me think, but I sparked his interest in, it was his idea to write the story, not mine.
Well, I mean, it really started when I was covering the county for the Star News, and I just noticed the difference in the way that Scott and WAY went about the stories versus some of the other media outlets in the area. And having covered so many stories and sort of competing against them, they piqued my curiosity, which really is the start of most stories for me.
And a lot of people also had been talking about your style, Scott.
Sure.
Style, Scott. Yes, and which is chasing down public officials and holding them accountable. Is that still true over at WWAY?
Well, holding the powerful accountable, absolutely. I think that that's what we try to do every day, especially with a controversial discussion or a topic like baseball stadium or anything like that. We also have a fairly new partnership with the Star News. And one of the things that worried them was that style when we had our first couple of meetings, because print and broadcast people are completely different. They're wired differently. They think differently. Even though we cover the news together, you know, we're more showbiz than they are. And that's what they noticed when they came over and visited us, about the makeup and the deadlines and the lights and everything. But we reminded them that I think people get it now, that we don't have to chase them down because we're going to come, so you might as well expect it. And I think more and more people now are expecting us to be there and expecting that they will have to say something, even if it's, I can't talk right now about it.
And so you're saying you've actually managed to open up the dialogue here between media and public officials.
I think so. And, you know, like with the Wilmington Police Department investigation last week, if it's a big story like that, we send managers to help. People who have been in the market for a while and know the playmakers and know the officials and have had lunch with them or have been in their office. And I think that that helps. I think that that, you know, one of the complaints that we get is your reporters are so young and they turn over so much that they sometimes ask stupid questions or they don't know what they're doing. And on big stories like that, we want to help you know, in the car, give the reporter context of the bigger story. They may not have been here when the first event happened. It's a big and long series of meetings. So that's one of the things I've tried to do, is to reach out to community people, leaders in the community, and have a one-on-one relationship that they can call me or I can call them.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Reporter Roundup on Coastline. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn in the studio with Kevin Maurer from the Star News and Scott Picky of WWAY-TV. We're taking your calls, emails, and tweets in just a little while. The number is 343-1138. You can also email us at talk@whqr.org or send us a tweet at #HQR Talk. Kevin, what are the kinds of stories, well, this is actually for both of you, but let's start with Kevin, that get the most comments and reader interest on your webpage?
Well, I mean, a crime really drives, I think, everything. I mean, I think Scott would say the same thing. Crime stories are always popular for the paper. With our blogs, they get a lot of crime and politics and drama. I mean, drama sells. And I think, you know, we have quite a bit of that lately, you know, around here. But really, it is that the crime stories do sell the paper the most.
I mean, there particular kinds of crime stories, or is it just the idea that it's local and it happened here and it's a scary thought? What drives that interest?
I think people just look at TV. I mean, if you just look at primetime TV, it's full of cop procedural shows. I think people like the procedurals, and I think they like any kind of crime. In particular, and I know Brian Fresco is one of our crime reporters, and Fran, our other crime reporter, they do a great job of covering it. It's really a major player on our beats and the way we think about the world. And you know, I've had the flavor of covering that pipe bomber, and that pipe bomber, it's just intriguing. I mean, even I'm intrigued by it, and so that's what sells, really.
And Scott, at WWAY, you have a lot of viewer interaction on your webpage. And what are the stories that really drives that kind of interaction?
I agree with Kevin. It's crime. It's personal stories where, like there was a teacher in Pender County last year that was charged with sending inappropriate text to one of her students. And it was interesting to see the comments change, because when we first reported it, it was, she would never do anything like this, and you need to take this down, and you need to blah, blah, blah. And then the emotional people seem to come out first, and then the more level-headed people seem to come out a day later. And then once she admitted that she did it and read an apology in court, and then it's funny, some people will say, well, where are all you people that said she was innocent? Where have you gone? And I remember the managers approve all the comments on the website. It is the crime. Yesterday, we had an airman charged with dropping his dead baby in the woods in Columbus County. And when I got in this morning, we can see the hits. That had 7,000 hits overnight. So, you know, and when people forward that story up to Goldsboro, or they forward it to their parents or whatever, it, you can see it pick up and just go crazy.
And what is it about that particular story that's so compelling, beyond the idea that it might have been a Google search because his last name was Pope?
Right.
And yesterday we have a new Pope.
Well, and I understand that we put the Pope story up and it doesn't get a lot of hits, right, because that's not our forte. Local news is our forte. And right, if you want to know more about the Pope, go to another website.
Right.
I hate to say it, but you know, people say, I want good news, I'm tired of the bad news. But I always say, that's like me asking you, do you like your mother-in-law? You're always going to say yes. And people do gravitate to crime stories. News is conflict. News, that's what news is. And we do our fair share of features, and the reporters love to cover features because they're fun. And we always get new people in that say, I want to do features, but we would put features on the website and it would only have 300 or 400 hits. And when you got a crime story that has, or if it's a CFPUA story, it's anything that hits a nerve in this town. The baseball stadium was hot. And you got a lot of people that, during the baseball debate, we'd have 3 or 4 people going back at each other.
Right.
And I've even had a commenter say, you're not approving my comments fast enough. You got to get in there, give me control, and I'll approve them. I'm like, dude, I can't do that. But
well, let's talk about the stories that we think people should be more interested in. Kevin, what are some of the issues that you think are really important that people aren't talking about, that you have to work harder to sort of engage the public on?
Well, I think the harder ones are, you know, tax reform. I think tax reform, and I know you had a forum on the station, what, last week on tax reform? I mean, you know as well as I do how difficult that is to synthesize so that people will care about it, but that is a huge issue. I know some of the stories that you know, going back to stuff I've covered on the county that I don't even like to cover that much, but they're important. The budget, the county budget can be very dry.
Yes.
But for us locally, I mean, that's where your money's going and how they're going to spend your money. So
right.
You should be engaged in that. And I won't get the engagement that you'd get for, say, you know, the stories that you get for the crime stories. I wrote a series on the immigrants. I mean, I thought that was a great story. I really enjoyed writing it. I really enjoyed reporting it. It doesn't get nearly what I would get for, say, when I did the story about Doug Bevel and the issue with the state with the dead bodies, that, you know, dead bodies are going to sell better than, you know, an inspirational story about an immigrant. So that's the reality. And I go back to what Scott said. I mean, it is the conflict. And, you know, in the budget story, you don't get the conflict. But yet you need to realize that story is important. That's what your money's doing.
But that makes a good newspaper story. We'll say that in our newsroom. Right. Let the newspaper have that.
It's true. There is a big difference there between print and broadcast and what you can do. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Reporters Roundtable here on Coastline. In just a little while, we're going to be talking about what's happening in Raleigh and some of the legislative changes going on there. But we are opening the phone lines. The number is 343-1138. You can also send us an email at talk@whqr.org or tweet us at #HQRTalk. If you'd like to ask a question about a recent state or local news story, raise a concern that you have about this area, or just weigh in on an issue, we'd like to hear from you. What are the stories that you're talking about? 343-1138. You're listening to Coastline.